The most half-baked idea that's ever been brought before the committee. The words of the Regional Development Committee Chairperson, Jimmy Spratt. He was responding to departmental plans to introduce enforcement cameras in bus lanes in Belfast. Jimmy Spratt is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What was half-baked about this?
Well, Stephen, very simply, a lot of the questions which members of the committee wanted answers to, the officials that were at the committee were unable to answer those questions about the cost of the project, about where the cameras would be sited, and indeed about a firm of consultants who came in to carry out surveys. They tell us 50% of traffic in bus lanes should not be there. 50% of what? They were unable to tell us that. And I would have expected officials to come in front of the committee with all of those answers at their fingertips.
Are you against cameras to detect people abusing bus lanes?
No, we're not against the enforcement of bus lanes. That has to be enforced. It also has to be enforced from the point of view of vehicles actually parking in bus lanes. Otherwise, they would be worthless. But we need to be assured from a committee point of view that the legislation which we're being asked to approve is robust, we also need to know what the business case is in terms of what the future costs of administering, etc., the whole project will be.
There is a bit of a contradiction.
Tell us any of that, Stephen.
There's a bit of a contradiction, though, Jimmy, in what you are saying and what is in the statement from your committee, because you're saying this morning that you're not actually in principle against these cameras in bus lanes, and that simply this was about they couldn't answer the detailed questions that you were putting in front of them. That's why you objected to them. But if you actually read your statement, you go much further than that. You say we are fearful that this is nothing more than a revenue generating tax, as has been proven in cities all over the UK. The committee will therefore not be party to heaping more pressure on drivers in our towns and cities. So you're against it no matter how many questions they can answer.
Yes, indeed. And
that's not what you said 2 seconds ago.
Well, that's a very real fear, Stephen, for members as well. And we need to be assured that, for instance, this roving camera, which they're talking about, doing arterial routes and indeed the bus routes within the city centre and run by... they weren't even able to tell us how that might be run. They weren't able to tell us how robust the appeal system would be. For somebody who perhaps was going to the hospital, had to go into the bus lane. All of those things we need answers to.
Yeah, but when you said that you're not against cameras in the bus lanes, you actually are, aren't you?
Well, at this moment in time, the committee is not satisfied with the answers and the case that the department have put in front of the committee.
No, but even if they answer every question that you put in front of them, you've still said in your statement that you see this as a revenue-generating tax. So you're against the principle of cameras and bus lanes, or are you?
Well, that is a real fear. That has happened in other parts of the United Kingdom. If you look at some of the horrendous revenue that has been raised over the years in terms of some of the cities throughout the rest of the United Kingdom, yes, members do have fears about that. And we need to be sure that the motorists are being treated in a fair way as well.
So what's your alternative? How do you clamp down then? Who should be policing the bus lanes if it's not cameras?
Well, at the moment, it's a criminal offence.
Is it?
It is a criminal offence dealt with by the police service. And what the department is proposing is that it would be decriminalised to a civil offence as well, so that... The DRD could do that as well. But they need to tell us exactly the number of cars involved. 50% of what could be a very low number of vehicles in actual fact over these surveys. So let's see what the problem actually is, and let's see if there's other ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, but Jimmy, the police have better things to do than to be surely policing people who are using a bus lane.
I understand that.
But how do you
bottom line, Stephen, is that the police deal with it, and the police deal with it throughout the rest of the United Kingdom if they see an offence being committed. And I would expect the police to continue to do that. But the fact is that the department appears not to have looked at, for instance, areas where cameras are not used and it's dealt with by other means. For instance, Dublin, the bus lanes in Dublin are dealt with, and there are no cameras in those lanes.
I mean,
the committee visited there and saw a very smooth operation in terms of the bus lanes in Dublin.
Stay there, Jimmy, because Ross Brown is with us this morning from the Green Party. What do you make of this, Ross?
Stephen, I very much agree with the principle of enforcing the bus lanes by the DRD, and you know, it appears that the problem largely that Jimmy has experienced has been, you know, with the officials, that the committee were more unhappy with the performance of the officials and the detail that were provided. But the principle, I think, is sound, and I don't agree that it is a revenue-raising initiative. I mean, the department had the potential to introduce a £60 fine, a £60 fixed penalty for the offence of obstructing access to property, but they actually decided to retain that at £30, and that was in spite of numerous consultation responses suggesting that they raise the amount of the fine. And really, I think the whole issue here is about fairness. It's not fair for motorists as well who are obeying the law, and when others are just flouting it with no offence. And really, it just takes one car to be sitting in a bus lane or parked in a bus lane to cause complete traffic chaos. So I think
or is it actually the bus lanes in the first place that are causing the traffic chaos? You know, you can hardly drive in the city centre now, for goodness sake. Actually, that's part of the plan, that you can hardly drive in the city centre now. I come down the Ormond Road in the mornings, I can hardly drive down the Ormond Road anymore, but unless you're a taxi, a black taxi, a bus, you know, you can't drive. You're sitting in traffic. What is the point anymore of owning a car? Why demonise the motorist?
If you got the bus, Stephen...
No, you want cameras on us all over the place.
But the thing about it is, when you look at the actual traffic congestion, Belfast remains one of the most congested cities in Europe. During rush hour, traffic times are 88% longer than they would be in free flow in the morning. In the evening, they're 71% longer. So I think that what we actually need to do is move away from, you know, a car-based transport system and move to a more sustainable solution.
Well,
and
so are you against taxis being able to use bus lanes?
Well, I think taxis that actually provide a service for disabled people, it's fair enough. But actually other taxis, there isn't any reason why they should be in the bus lane.
Jimmy Spratt, before you go this morning, and by the way, if you're calling us about this, 08459 555 678, 08459 555 678. Jimmy, you're still with us.
Yes, Stephen. Could I clarify just a couple of things that Ross said there? The fine is actually £90 and reduced to £45 if it's paid within 14 days. And what is being proposed by the department is not for vehicles parked within bus lanes. It's for moving traffic offences within bus lanes.
Jimmy, before you go this morning, let me ask you about a story that we're about to move on to, because we know that several hundred loyalists have held a protest outside Tennant Street Police Station after four bandsmen were questioned about a possible breach of the Parades Commission determination. So if there has been a possible breach, it's the job of the police, surely, to investigate. So why are two leading members of your party, the DUP, William Humphrey and Nelson McCausland, protesting?
Well, I'm
attending the protest, to be accurate and fair.
I'm not aware of what the situation was there. I'm not aware of why colleagues were there.
Should they have been? So protesting about the police?
Well, I mean, I don't know the circumstances. They may have been well there to help to make sure that the situation was kept under control. So I haven't spoken to colleagues today, and I think that question is for the individuals concerned.
Okay, fair enough. But so you're suggesting that they were not there in any way showing their allegiance to the protesters?
No,
they were there simply to make sure that nothing untoward happened. Is that it?
I'm not suggesting anything. I said I didn't know what the circumstances were. And I've had no discussions. I can't take the matter further than that, Steve.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you very much. Morning to you. Morning to you, Ross. Thank you.